This is Dr. Sachdeva, SACHDEVA, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Chine Nguyen. First name is Chine, C-H-I-E-N, last name is Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N, Nguyen, date of birth 4-19-1984. This letter is being written 1984. Chine, a 39-year-old gentleman who is well known to me who is well known for. Please strike this whole thing out. Chine Nguyen of. Father of three children who I take care of in my practice came to our office with history of intermittent rashes and sneezing and itchy and watery eyes and red ears for a few weeks period. There is no history of any coughing or any significant wheezing period. He thinks there is certain vegetable called peptino, P-E-P-T-I-N-O, might be causing these symptoms, period. There is no history of any shortness of breath, tight chest, diffuse urticaria or throat tightness, or any gastrointestinal symptoms to suggest anaphylaxis, period. The rashes have improved with the hydrocortisone, period. He has seen Dr. Olivia Martinez, dermatologist, and was prescribed some creams and Allegra, and was asked to discontinue a shampoo that might have a certain ingredient in it which he could be allergic to, period. There is history of significant seasonal allergic rhinitis for which he takes Zyrtec, period. Interestingly, he also developed anaphylaxis about 15 years ago or more. Anaphylaxis about Interestingly, he developed anaphylaxis about 18 years ago, but the details are not clearly known, period. In any event, he was admitted to the hospital overnight for that anaphylaxis, and it happened to be a pistachio nut, period. Since then, he has not eaten pistachio nuts, period. He can eat just about every other food, including all nuts, without any significant problem, period. He has never experienced any anaphylaxis or any food-related symptoms in the last 18 years, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant gentleman who had mild nasal stuffiness with some fading erythema of both sides of abdomen, and that certainly could be due to allergies or any other contact type of dermatitis, period. Certainly this could be due to viral infection, period. However, he seems to be doing very well, period. New paragraph I discussed with him in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. I talked about food allergies and allergy to nuts and also allergy to pistachio, and he was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. I recommended Nasacort every day, and he is doing extremely well, period. Skin testing revealed moderate reaction to grasses and trees, thus signifying typical springtime allergies period. He was appropriately advised on how to minimize his exposure to pollens period. I recommended RAS testing to pistachio revealed a very low level of IgE antibody, which would be classified as only class 0 to 1 period. In any event, I recommended that he should not be eating pistachio, and I also offered him to carry EpiPen, and he will certainly give it a thought, period. My final diagnosis, seasonal allergic rhinitis. Number two, history of anaphylaxis to pistachio. My treatment plan, no pistachio should be eaten. Number two, environmental precautions were discussed. Number three, Zyrtec 10 milligram daily if needed. Number four, Nasacort 2 puffs once daily if needed. And I believe this regimen should be quite effective in managing allergies, period. Overall, I believe he should do well and probably does not require any desensitization, period. It was a pleasure taking care of Mr. Nguyen, and hopefully he will be well, period. End of dictation on patient Chin Nguyen.